If addiction was a country, it would be the fourth largest nation on earth. 270 million people are currently in bondage to some form of addiction. The devastating effects are destroying countless lives and families.
The Hope Northwest Family of Ministries answers the needs of our communities with the hope of freedom found in Jesus Christ. We have a vision to put hope within reach of every addict in the Northwest. Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge began providing recovery services in 1983 and now serves Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. When students enroll in our residential program, they put their life on hold, take a detour from their old way of living, and invest a year into learning what it means to have hope and freedom.
You know, I look forward to the future. I have hope for the first time.
Studied the Bible. I learned what grace was. I rebuilt a relationship with my family, and it really opened the door to restoration and getting my children back.
TC Resale and Donation Thrift Stores provide an environment for Adult and Teen Challenge students to learn valuable skills and contribute towards their own recovery. Our stores provide roughly half of the funding that sustains our programs, and they offer quality used clothing, furniture, and household goods in a friendly environment.
I know how important this thrift store is for the ministry and for the program, for these young men and for the young women involved in the program, but this is overall the best job I've ever had the privilege of working, because it's not a job to me.
Our staff and students deliver hope beyond the walls of our residential programs by partnering with schools, jails, churches, and organizations that bring a message of hope to those living in the margins. Life Renewal offers outpatient treatment by certified alcohol and drug counselors to offer fresh perspective to address the underlying causes of life-controlling issues.
We can sort of take back the power from those things that have maybe held us up in the past that we haven't been comfortable talking about and maybe haven't explored a whole lot of in order to just learn and grow from that.
We also partner with Teen Challenge Ministries across the globe by sending teams to serve and train, as well as raise money through our thrift store donation jars. We need your help to put hope within reach. You can be a part of the solution by donating your time, talent, and resources, and participating in our events. If you know someone who needs hope and freedom, please give us a call. Together, we can put hope within reach.
It is such a privilege to be here with you this morning. Not only do we know Pastor Rick and Susan, we knew Pastor Tim. We know Pastor Tim and Cheryl Roos as well. So it feels like when we come to churches like that where we have connections, it feels like, well, we're family. We are family anyway. So it is an honor to be sharing with you the ministry that I get to direct. I'm the director at our Eugene Women's Campus of Adult and Teen Challenge Pacific Northwest. Adult and Teen Challenge was started in 1958 by David Wilkerson. He saw a need, and God called him, and he, in obedience, responded. And from that obedience, here we are today, almost 62 years later, in 125 countries around the world, and 1,400 centers worldwide. 35 years ago, another man answered a call in the Pacific Northwest, and that's when our Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge region was started. Now we're in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska, helping to put hope within reach of every addict. The need is great. One in seven under the age of 25 needs treatment. In fact, over 10,000 will lose their life this month due to addiction. 3.6 in a year will lose their lives. The need is great, and we are there to put hope within reach of every addict. 600 billion, that's a lot of zeros, has been used in the last year, projected to help meet the addiction epidemic. We know that it's not money and dollars and treatment programs that's going to make the difference, but it's Jesus Christ. Adult and Teen Challenge is not a treatment program. It is a discipleship program where our students enroll and encounter a living God that changes and transforms them from the inside out and helps them overcome addiction, any kind of life-controlling issues, and pain from past things that were done to them and things that they've gone through. Hope has a name, you guys. Its name is Jesus Christ. And our women are experiencing that at our center, in Adult and Teen Challenge Pacific Northwest. We are doing the best at recovery through our comprehensive approach. We believe that it's not just one thing, but it's a whole bunch of things all together, working together through the power of Christ. And so we believe in outreach, all kinds of things that we do through outreach. And our students learn to give and serve and make a difference. In fact, this year alone, we will be in 12 schools sharing our prevention program with middle school and high school students. Making a difference. Through our recovery programs, where adolescents, men and women experience drug and alcohol counseling, life skills, evidence-based, and where the state would just teach them the skills and the education component, we put that alongside the biblical truth of Jesus Christ and align that to how do I apply this scripture to my addiction, to my issues. And so comprehensively, we are making a difference in our students' lives across the Pacific Northwest. Our vocational training at our thrift store and other avenues, like last night, several of our women worked at the U of O game. So we are learning to work and use skills to make a difference and to be a contributing member in society. And all of these things together are helping our students to find a new life, a new purpose and meaning, and freedom from addictions in their past. I'm distracted by the front, but this is why we do what we do. You'll get to hear that in a little bit. I hope you're going to share what God's doing in your life. Yes. We need your help. We are full at the moment. At our campus, we have a waiting list of women needing help. But across the Pacific Northwest, we have open beds. For those that call, we want to put hope within reach. But many of our students cannot afford to pay the cost. They have burnt their bridges. Family have lost all hope and trust in their students. And so we need you to partner with us, with maybe your time. Maybe you want to come and volunteer and teach a class or teach some skills to our women, or come out and just love on them by feeding them. We like food at our campus. Maybe it's by giving of your treasure and partnering with us financially. There's so many different opportunities. please talk to us later and you'll get a chance to hear about some more opportunities to partner with us a little bit. But I'm going to introduce all of our students and interns to come up here this morning. And we're going to introduce you to them. Up front. Yes. You're up, Edith. Tell them your name, how long you've been in the program, and what God has been doing in your life.
Hello. My name's Edith. I am in my second month of internship. I did a year as a student, and now I'm staying another year to be obedient to God and to give back to what was freely given to me. My God is awesome.
My name is Brittany. I've been in the program for 4 months, and this is Raven. She's been in the program for 3 months, and that's my husband. He's been in the program for 2 weeks, and so every itineration that we go to, almost everyone, I was like, please pray for my husband. And so God delivered him. So he's in the Men's Center at Adult and Teen Challenge, restoring our family.
Good morning. My name is Jessica, and I have been in the program for 5.5 months. I have 2 little girls in the program with me. God has already restored my relationship with them. And now the staff, and God is helping me restore the relationship with my husband, my mother, and my father. So I'm so grateful for this program. Thank you for your guys' support.
Hi, my name is Shauna Gilstrap. I have 2 beautiful babies that God has given me. I currently don't have them, but I'm working on restoring myself as to get them back with me at Hannah's house and to restore my relationship with God.
Hi, my name is Sydney. I am in my 3rd month of my 6-month restoration, and God is good.
My name is Angelica. I've been in the program for 2 months as of yesterday. I have a son that is not currently living with me, but God is restoring my relationship with him, and he's also helping me find myself. And I just want to say that God is amazing.
My name is Brianna, and I've been in the program almost 6 months. God has given me the opportunity to find my worth, my salvation, and find my faith, and I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
My name is Kendall, and I've been in the program a little less than 2 months. My God's an awesome God, and I'm learning about forgiveness and forgiving myself.
Hi, good morning. My name is Alicia. I have 2 kiddos in the program with me. I'm in my 3rd week. This is baby Dallas. She's 9 months. And then my 5-year-old son is playing with other kids or hanging out back there. And they've only been with me for like 3 days. So I am just filled with so much gratitude and thankfulness and gratefulness. My heart is like leaping with joy to have my babies back with me.
My name is Kristen. I have gone through the program, and I am now in my 1st month of internship. And the Lord had just filled me with compassion and joy that I'm now able to pour out to all those around me.
My name is Mandy, and tomorrow will be 7 months for me and my daughter in the program. And since being in the program, I have rededicated my life to God. I've also regained custody of my 1-year-old daughter.
My name is Samantha. I've been here 2 months, and I have 3 kids that aren't in the program, but God's restoring my relationship with them and my mother.
My name is Amy. I've been here for 10 months, and God is restoring my family.
My name is Gabriella, and I am in my 11th month as an intern, and I went through as a student as well, which is just a testimony. I mean, I'm celebrating 2 years clean and sober, and so that is just proof.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Catherine. My voice is going. But I've been here for 6 months, and I've learned that, oh gosh, that, well, my self-confidence has gone up. Yeah, okay, good.
I'm Amanda. I've been in the program for 3 months, and my five-year-old son is joining me on November 7th. Well, today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say permanently.
Yeah, permanently. Again, I'm Amanda, and I'm going to share my testimony. Hi, my name is Amanda. 25 years ago, I was born and raised in Fresno, California. When I was just 2 years old, my father left California and moved to Texas running from the law. I had little to no relationship with my biological father until the beginning of my teen years. When I was 8 years old, my mom remarried. My stepdad soon after took my father's place and made sure that I was never lacking anything. When I was 14, I reached out to my father and told him I wanted my stepdad to adopt me. Devastated, my father decided to move back to California to restore our relationship. Then later that year, he died. At age 16, I met my husband, and age 19, I found out I was pregnant. Sorry. My husband made me choose between him or my family. With no support from either family and having a one-year-old and neither of us having jobs, we lost everything. So we decided to sell drugs to make ends meet. We both, up until that point, were drug-free. Little did I know what was about to happen would destroy my whole life. Then we started to do crystal meth. Shortly after, my husband started to abuse me. Then I started to numb the pain of the abuse by using, and I finally left that abusive relationship, not realizing I was falling into a worse relationship with drugs. Still running from the pain, when the lines weren't helping anymore, I did something I swore I'd never do. I became an IV user and fell flat on my face. I lost everything, my home, my son, and my freedom. In 2017, I found out I was a type 1 diabetic. I was in such deep denial to the situation, I went into a diabetic coma, and when I woke up, my son was out of state. I kept making excuses to why I couldn't take care of my son. I coped with losing him by continuing my drug use and punishing myself with my abusive and unhealthy relationships with men. I didn't know how to deal with the pain. I kept believing these were just, or he was better off without me, and my parents kept him stable, but these were just excuses. One day I attempted suicide from an overdose of insulin and woke up in the ICU with no recollection of what I've done. I was placed on a 72-hour hold and I panicked. My ex-boyfriend helped me escape and we were surrounded 2 days later by police. I was placed in a mental hospital and he was put in jail for interfering. My mom spent the whole time there by my side and even found Teen Challenge for me. That same guy got released and contacted me. I picked a fight with my mom and ran away with him. My addiction had the best of me. I went to jail 3 times just that month. I was pleasing my biggest demons. After having to start over and having no family support, I moved into my boyfriend's house. And when I thought I'd finally had enough, I ended up in ICU one more time. I was unresponsive, and after a few days, my grandma put my son on the phone and I responded to the sound of his voice. When I was recovering, I had a moment of clarity. I knew I was trying so hard to find acceptance from others and looking for love in all the wrong places. What became important to me was fixing myself, reestablishing my relationship with God in order to mend the relationship with my son that I had broken 2 years ago. I packed up and moved from Fresno, California to Eugene, Oregon. I was terrified and felt alone. I came to Teen Challenge to make all that I had done wrong right. In just my first 2 weeks, I had seen my son more than I had in the last 2 years. I pray more in one day than I have in the last 4 years of my addiction. I have faith, I'm sincere, I'm happy again, I laugh, I joke, I cry. All the emotions I hid for so long through my addiction. God paved my path to Teen Challenge, and now everything is falling into place. I'm restoring my relationship with my family, and I never thought they would forgive me. but through the power of Jesus, they forgave me. Now I have the best support system. I trust God's vision of who I'm supposed to be. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions.
Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenge is a faith-based drug and alcohol recovery program with the power to change lives.
When I was a teenager, I was rebellious and started using drugs experimentally, which ultimately led to a 13-year addiction to opiates. After countless tries to quit on my own and get my life back, I decided to enroll myself into Adult and Teen Challenge in Portland. I've learned that God forgives us no matter what. He has amazing grace, and ultimately He forgives you for everything. I now have high hopes for my future, I have my life back, and a great career opportunity ahead of me.
Graduating from Adult and Teen Challenge is not an easy accomplishment. This is a life-changing discipleship program. Our students are faced with spiritual battles on a daily basis, and every encouragement makes a difference. We want to invite you to be a part of their success. We want to invite you to become a student sponsor.
The first time I received a card from my sponsor was on a day that I was ready to give up and quit the program. When I read that card, it turned my whole day around and gave me the encouragement I needed to keep going.
The cost to provide housing, counseling, and other recovery services to a student in our program is over $2,500 each month. Most students could never afford to pay that out of pocket, so our ministry is supported by gifts from friends and family, our vocational training programs, and the generous support of donors like you. You can help to change the life and future of a Teen Challenge student. You can sponsor a student, and your entire gift will help provide recovery services to your student. To become a student sponsor, simply fill out a sign-up form or give us a call to start supporting a student at your local Adult and Teen Challenge campus today.
Good morning, church. What a treat to be here. My name is Scott, and like Pastor Rick said, I'm married to this beautiful redhead right over here. Yeah. Who would have thought that I would ever be a community outreach coordinator for a women's campus? You know, I never thought that in a million years going through Teen Challenge. But that's where God has had me. God has taken me into several different places in Adult and Teen Challenge. One of them I'm going to talk about to you right now is the student sponsorship program that you just saw the video of. That program is near and dear to my heart. And about 12 years ago, I helped to pioneer that program when Pastor Chris Hodges, our CEO, came up to me and offered me a position in that program. They have never had the student sponsorship program in the Pacific Northwest before, and he had heard about it when he was over in Canada and prayed about it and wondered who could head it up. And somehow God put my face into his mind in Canada. So, but that's the way God works. So he's like, oh, Scott will do it. So anyways, I helped to put this program together. Now we have student sponsors all over the entire Pacific Northwest sponsoring our students in each of our campuses. And that is so cool. Let me tell you a little bit about that student sponsorship program. When these students come into our program, many of them have burnt bridges. They have burnt a lot. They have destroyed relationships with their families. They have destroyed relationships with their friends, relatives. They've just destroyed a lot of relationships because of their addiction. And some of them get restoration back, and some of them it takes a long time. When they get out of the program, before they could build up that trust with families. Some of them don't even have families to write them or to encourage them while they're in the program. So they need that support, and this is where you come in. The student sponsorship program is designed for like $35 per month, and is designed for you as a church to come alongside of each one single of our students here and support them by writing letters to them, sending them words of encouragement, sending them like devotionals. You could send them packages. You could send them, you know, some people send food items, cookies, things like that, you know. Of course, those food items, like cookies, have to go through the staff before we get it to the student. We have to taste test every single cookie before it happens, so. Anyways, it is just it is a way for you, church, to come and be a part of what we're doing and to partner with us as a church and to stand up and say, hey, I want to help support one of these students, encourages these ladies right here. I mean, look at these ladies here. Every single one of them, God has completely transformed. So you know that God is in the business. And God calls his church. And God calls each of us. My wife and I, we sponsor a student. And when you sponsor a student, you get a picture and a little bit of bio, a little bit of information about them. You get their birth date so you can send them birthday cards. And you could hang it up on your refrigerator or wherever you want to. So when you go out to make coffee or something like that, it just reminds you to pray for your student and to come alongside them. When they complete the program, guess what? We send you another student when they complete the program. But the cool thing is you get an invitation to their completion. So you're able to come be a part of their completion. You walk that step with them. So church, I want to challenge you. If you, when you came in the door, you probably got a brochure that looks like this. On the student sponsorship. I want to challenge you guys to fill one of these out. And to see and meet our ladies out here at the table. And they'll help you. They will go ahead and get you a packet. And you could take your student home with you today. Not literally. But you could take a picture of them home today, and you'll get a packet like this, so you'll get a little bio information. Something that looks like that, and they'll give that to you today and get you signed up and on your way. We love you guys, and we thank you so much for being a part of what we do and partnering with our ministry and coming alongside of us. And if you can't sponsor, we still encourage your prayers, because prayer is everything. And so we just ask that you just come alongside of us and partner us in that way. So right now, what do I have next? Oh, hang on a sec. She's giving me a cue. I should have looked at my thing. All right. Oh, I need to call Edith up here real quick. So where's Edith? You know, I'm 56 years old, and things started going weird up there in my head. So, Edith is a she used to be a sponsored student, and she's now an intern. So, Edith, would you tell everybody how the sponsorship program helped you and how it made you feel during out those programs?
Thanks, Scott. Like I said, my name's Edith, and like Scott said, I was a sponsored student for the year that I was a student. Just like all these girls here. And I know for me, I have restoration with my family, thank God now, but knowing that somebody was there rooting for me, I had this one sponsor that I would come home from working the thrift. Once a week, she would send me an encouraging note and just scripture after scripture and just so much, you know, encouragement from this particular, her name is Valerie, by the way. I loved her. Anyways, I really looked forward to that. And I, knowing that her and other people were there rooting for me and praying for me and just encouraging me when I was, you know, during that year as a student, was very important to me as a sponsored student. And I appreciate every one of you, and thank you.
Edith is thanks. Edith is now one of our interns, and she's came a long ways, and God has really worked in her life and everything. So, and her sponsors have prayed for her and prayed through her program. So thank you so much, Edith. Thank you. Right now, and Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for inviting us to your church too. So thank you so much. Right now, I want to go ahead and call on Brianna, one of our students. She's going to go and give you your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Brianna, and I took my first breath in this world May 2nd of 1995. I come from a single-parent home, and with my mother raising four children, I was always fighting to feel loved and important. When I was 10, my mom sent me away to a church camp, and there, two older girls had stuck a staff member's sweater in my stuff, and their practical little joke turned into CPS being involved and the cops getting called on my mother. I was 14 when my dad introduced me to meth. At 16, I had ran away, and by the age of 21, I had become a small-town drug dealer. I had thought I had finally found my place until I was arrested with 11 felony charges and did 6 months in county. When I got out, I stayed sober for 9 months until weed and alcohol began to consume my life. In 2018, I was raped for the first time. It was 5 days before my 23rd birthday that I had found heroin in an extremely abusive relationship to keep me comfort. October 1st of last year, I found out I was pregnant. And in the unfairness of it all, I was always begging and pleading for him just to come home to me. The next step was what I believed was the next right thing to do. I got an abortion. In March of this year, I was raped again for the second time, and this time I had no idea what had even happened. I was arrested again for six more Class A felonies. I am now 24 years old with 17 drug charges and 4 years hanging over my head in prison. Something had happened though. I had dropped down on my hands and knees in jail, and I prayed to a God that I did not believe in. I had asked him for mercy and to put it on the judge's heart just to send me to prison, for these were the consequences of my actions. But by the grace of God, I ended up here at Adult and Teen Challenge. I am learning things that I never knew could be possible. One, I get to live clean and sober and be happy. I am now 6 months clean and sober, and I no longer have to live the way I used to. God has saved me and made me new. My past no longer defines the person I used to be. I am not pathetic. I was hurt and acting on emotions due to a chemical codependency. I now get the chance to be forgiven and forgive myself for all the people I've hurt and for all the people who have hurt me. I was never alone. God was always there. For it is not my battle, but God's. He has saved me, and he's restoring my family to me. I have fully allowed myself to surrender myself to him. And without him fighting really hard for me to get here, I never would have found my worth, value, and salvation. I now give him the glory. And I have a story to share of how addiction was my past, but I have been made new in the image of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and ever since I was little, I always struggled with feeling like I didn't really measure up, that who I was and what I had to offer wasn't really enough. I never really knew how to express this or put to words exactly how I felt, and I just became really angry and sad inside. Eventually, that volcano and all those mixed emotions erupted, and I began to lash out. By the time that I was 13, I was smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, and using meth on a daily basis. I just wanted to be able to numb what I felt, and I didn't really have any other outlets. Drugs and boys consumed my life. I was able to numb myself while getting the satisfaction of feeling wanted, and for many years this worked. But after many failed bad relationships, and as my tolerance grew and the pain began to come back, it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't filling the void that I had inside. When I was 17, I met someone who was older, smooth talking, and knew just the way to my heart, which was drugs. It was then that I was introduced to heroin, and I knew I'd met my match. Everything else leading up to this was just the quiet before the storm. I began to do things that I swore I would never do. I became the person that I swore I would never become. No one was safe from me. I would do anything to avoid the horrible sickness of withdrawals. I compromised all of my values and morals just to chase this one high. I had my first run-in with the law where I was charged and convicted of multiple felony charges. And during all of this, my boyfriend also became extremely abusive. It was there in jail that I had some really amazing people begin to speak life into me, and where my family had mentioned Adult and Teen Challenge and thought I should give it a try. Since coming to Adult and Teen Challenge, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I have dedicated my life to following Him and serving Him. I use each day as a chance to redefine who I am through His eyes, and I have learned my worth. I no longer believe all the lies, and I no longer feel limited because I know that I am using Him as my strength and my guide. Isaiah 44:22 says, "I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free."
Oh, thank you so much, church, for allowing us to come and share our stories of hope. God is so good. He's doing amazing things. And I just want to encourage you guys today, no matter what, God is for you. And He wants to do amazing things in your life, too. In fact, I just want to quickly tell you a story, because our ladies have something awesome to share with you in just a couple minutes. From 2 Kings chapter 6, it's one of my favorite stories about the prophet Elisha. Well, in this story, the king of Aram is at war with Israel. And every time he makes plans to go down somewhere, Elisha tells the king of Israel. And so he's able to be on guard and avoid. And the king of Aram is so frustrated. In fact, he asks his men, like, who is on the Israel, on their side of Israel? Who's giving away the secrets? And they say, it's not us. It's this prophet Elisha. He is telling them the things that you talk about in your bedroom. So he says, you need to go out and find where Elisha is. We got to take care of this problem. And they come back to him and they tell him he's in the city of Dothan. And so he mobilizes a large army to come surround the city. And the next day, the prophet Elisha, his servant, wakes up. And he sees the impossibleness of what is outside. He sees just surrounding them, just a sea of soldiers and horses. And he's probably scared to death. And he thinks, there's no way out of this. We're going to die, right? If I face that, I'd probably pass out from fear. But he wakes up Elisha, and I love what Elisha tells him. I'm going to share it right from the scripture. It's in verse 16 and 17. Elisha tells him, "Don't be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs." I just want to say that again. Do not be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs. And then Elisha prayed and he said, "Lord, open his eyes that he will see." And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw chariots of fire. God's army was surrounding them, protecting them. And if you read the story, it's so cool. God is so intentional. He does amazing things time and time again when we are facing impossible things, when it seems like there's no hope. And if you heard just the beginning of our student stories, you'd go, man, that seems impossible. How in the world? That seems hopeless. But God takes brokenness and makes beauty. God takes hopelessness, brokenness, and brings hope and restoration. Where we see sickness and pain and disease, God sees wholeness and healing. Where we see impossible situations and finances and no way to meet our budgets, God provides in right in the nick of time, right when it is needed. God is a God of the impossible. He is a God that brings hope. And so this morning, if you heard nothing else, I hope you heard hope today. The same God that showed up for each one of these ladies' lives and brought them out of the darkness into light, into hope and restoration, is the same God that will meet you in whatever circumstances you are facing today. Is the same God that wants to use you to share your story to the broken and hurting outside these walls. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's a loved one and they're out there struggling. And maybe they need our program and we would love to help you get them into the program. I don't know what it is, but I know that all of us, life is hard and things come at us all the time. The enemy wants to discourage and distract us from what God is doing in our life. But if you will keep your eyes on God and say, God, I don't see a way through this, but I know that you're there. Will you help me? Will you show up? He will time and time again. He will rescue you, just like he did the prophet Elijah, just like he did the children of Israel, just like he did for each and every one of our students here and their kids and their families, just like he did for you and I when he brought us out of our brokenness, when we responded to a message, to him tugging at our hearts and we gave our lives to him. He's that same God, and he will use you if you will share your story to encourage others. We're going to share a song with you guys this morning. But before we do that, I just want to pray with you guys. If you need encouragement, if you need hope in a situation, or maybe you need to step out in obedience and share your story to bring hope to someone else, I just want to pray with you today. God, I thank you for what you are doing. You are alive. You are good. You bring hope and restoration, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would encourage each one that is sitting here in this church today, that they would be reminded that you are with them, whatever they face, whatever crazy, seemingly impossible situation, you are a God that hears and shows up. God, we give all that we are facing, we give all the struggles, all the pain, all the impossible situations to you. We give our loved ones that don't know you to you. Would you use us to share your hope with those that are broken and hurting around us? Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear